Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Paul, I hunch that the Jackson campaign is celebrating this survey because it gives them a chance to raise money that they desperately need in the U.S. Senate battle with Senator Collins, even ahead of the coronation. Now, let's see what happens, however, at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor super soon. Maybe you saw some of those headlines. I don't think this poll is actually telling us who's winning. I think it's really kind of telling us who hasn't closed the sale. Now, why don't you listen along with us here? We got five takeaways. Takeaway number one. By looking at these numbers, it appears that Democrats have survived the Plattner implosion. For 6 months, we've been wondering, okay, with Plattner out, what are Democrats going to do? You look at this snapshot, Troy Jackson sits at 49% against an 18-year incumbent United States senator, even before he scores the party's official nomination. If Republicans were pretending that Troy Jackson isn't a serious candidate, this poll could, I'm going to use the word could, end that thought. Takeaway number two. If you look at this survey, Collins has an independent problem. Remember previous UNH survey, Paul? Plattner had the independent problem.
Mm-hmm.
In these numbers, when you actually crunch them, it looks like the incumbent senator, Susan Collins, has an independent problem. This jumped off the page at me. Among independents, Jackson, 46%. Back me up on these numbers. You're looking at the same survey. Yep. I am. Jackson, 46%.
Collins, 42.
Collins, 42%. And
10% undecided.
10% undecided among those who are presenting themselves. We'll talk about methodology in a moment. As unenrolled or independent. Now, Susan Collins isn't losing any Republicans. She's losing what has always made Susan Collins Susan Collins, and that are the unenrolleds. And that could be a concern for Republicans more than Jackson, who leads with 3 points in this snapshot, in this survey. Hang on, there's more to consider here. Number three, there's no Collins coattail effect detected in these numbers. And this fascinated me. Collins trails Jackson by just a bit. Bobby Charles trails Hannah Pingree by 14 points. And Republicans are presently losing both statewide races. Sidebar, Your Honor. You're telling me that in the second congressional district, Paul LePage is trailing in a survey? If Collins was, some maybe thought, bringing the GOP across the finish line, I would expect that, at least according to these numbers, that Bobby Charles would be polling a little bit better. He doesn't poll better, according to this survey, but I am not losing sleep. Hang on. Takeaway number four. Troy Jackson has what pollsters call a ceiling problem. Not S-E-A-L-I-N-G, as in sealing the deal, but ceiling, C-E-I-L-I-N-G, as in raise the roof. Okay, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about this. Jackson's favorability numbers. Can you see that? What is Jackson's favorite? I know you're laughing. Okay. I am too, because this. Okay,
I was kind of surprised.
What is Troy Jackson, according to this one University of New Hampshire study survey, I should say, what is Troy Jackson's favorability rating, Paul?
37%.
And this guy is leading Collins by how much?
More than a couple points.
And we'll get to some of the points that some of you right now are screaming to us in text messages. We hear you. We understand. Let us present the whole thing and then tell you why this is kindling for the campfire to make some more. Okay. Jackson's favorability is 37%. What's his unfavorable number, Paul?
32%.
Now, as fascinating as those two numbers are to me, the next two numbers are equally fascinating. And some of you right now are doing math in your head. 37 and 32, that's 60, that's 70%. What are the other 30% responding to the survey thinking? How many are claiming to be neutral to Troy Jackson?
15%.
Well, what about the final 15%? Either you like them, or you don't like them, or you don't have an opinion. What's the other 15%?
You don't know enough about them.
Who doesn't know enough about Troy Jackson? Holy cows. Translation? Half of Maine hasn't made its mind up about Troy Jackson. That gives him, well, that gives him an advantage, and it gives him a disadvantage. His job is, he going to be able to present it in time? Is he going to have the money to present it in time? I'm going to go off script in a moment because I've got this thought keeps bouncing around inside my head. I am not working for anyone's campaign, but if I were, I would wonder. Anyway, takeaway number five. This really is a poll about the undecideds. It isn't about Collins. It isn't about Jackson. This is about the unenrolleds. Again, let's compare some of the numbers here. Collins, 46%. Jackson, 49%. The independents between the two split 46-42. 15%, as we just told you, these people don't know enough about Jackson to give him an opinion. And 10% of independents remain unchanged or undecided. Elections in Maine haven't been about, well, primaries, yes. But elections in Maine haven't been about the parties for years. Now it's a power. Now it's about the unenrolleds. Now it's about the independents. And who just slapped unenrolled and independent voters right in the face? The Democrat Party. Can I go back to that sound cut we played during the agenda this morning? I believe it was agenda item number five.
It could have been done in a more democratic way. It could have been done so much better to give everyone an opportunity and everyone a voice. And I'm not salty because I wasn't a delegate. So people were saying, you just sound salty because you weren't picked as a delegate. It's like, no, I'm salty because nobody had a choice.
That's Kara Bickford talking with WMTW. She's from Fairfield. She's a Democrat. She ran unsuccessfully to be a delegate at the party's upcoming emergency convention. And now she's sharing with us what we're hearing from, again, I say more than a handful. But the fact that a Democrat would reach out to us and say, you guys really need to talk about this, that tells us something. The rush to replace Plattner, the independents weren't heard, and Democrats even feel that they weren't heard. The Democrat Party slapped independents in the face. Sorry, Devin, you did. And now you're going to try to get someone elected by appealing to them? Now, there are four, I counted how many red flags? Four, maybe five red flags in this poll. And again, this is why you can get ready. Get the chocolate and the marshmallows and the graham crackers, Paul, because we're going to build a campfire. Oh. We're going to use this. We're going to get a kindling. OK. Yep. And then we're going to make s'mores.
Bringing it to camp.
All right. Here's what concerns us about this poll. The headlines this morning, you saw them. Jackson in tight race. Jackson has slight edge. The actual numbers, Jackson 49%, Collins 46%. The margin of error is essentially 3%. That is a statistical tie. And anyone that says Jackson is winning, just wait. The fundraising emails, if they aren't out already for the Jackson campaign, they will be. And they need to be, because I think Chuck Schumer and I think that Bernie Sanders aren't interested in writing too many more big checks to an election here in the state of Maine. Anyone that says Jackson is winning, you better translate that to Jackson and Collins are statistically tied in the middle of July. And there is an enormous difference between the two statements. Okay, takeaway or red flag, I'll say. Red flag number two. Please turn up your radio and hear this. When the University of New Hampshire reached out to call people and say, hey, would you be a part of our poll? 49% of those responding said they were Democrats. 38% said they were Republicans. 13% said they were independents. That is not the political makeup of registered voters in the state of Maine, where Democrats and Republicans are tighter and there are a whole lot more independents. But that's what you get when you do a survey like this. And when you have the survey numbers that come in like this, oh, by the way, let me give you the number. 13% said they were independent in this poll. 13% of the people they reached were independents. 31% of Maine voters claim to be unenrolled independent. So when you get numbers like this, they weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. They weight them. They say, all right, let's factor in that it should be this many, and we'll multiply the numbers, and then we'll give you these numbers of 49 and 46. A 13% is enormously important in this because we know that independents and unenrolleds will be the deciding factor in here. But you get a smaller subset, you better be very, very cautious about reaching any conclusions looking at this report, looking at this survey. Same with Republicans. Republicans often tell us, I don't take part in polls. Mm-hmm. I'm too busy. I'm working. Republicans were undersampled. Independents were undersampled. And they weighted those results. Red flag number three. This could be my favorite. Okay, mark this down. Right now, hear me as I say this. Right now, Troy Jackson is running the perfect campaign. Because he just started, really. With that first ad that looks an awful lot like a Graham Plattner ad. And the editing style. Mm-hmm. Font, presentation.
Everything.
Grainy surface to it. Yeah. No one is really paying attention. We are. You are. I am. Our listeners are. But right now, Troy Jackson is really benefiting from, I count one, two, three things. Plattner imploded. Democrats consolidated in a questionable way. And Republicans are just now beginning to prosecute their case. The Washington Post giving us the story of Troy chucking the water bottle. Talk more about that in a moment with Steve Robinson of The Maine Wire. Here come the TV ads, the PAC spending. Maybe there'll be a debate. Maybe someone will watch. National money just starting to come in. This poll isn't asking who are you voting for in November. This is asking who are you thinking about in July? And there's a difference. Troy Jackson has not yet been revealed to you. And when he is, opinions will change. And red flag number four. And some of you were already screaming this to us. And Paul, we don't have enough. I bet you and I can say it at the same time.
Susan Collins always outperforms polls.
We did not practice that, people. But it's true. Susan Collins never runs like Susan Collins polls. Almost never. She has significantly outperformed difficult polling before. Sarah who?
Gideon.
Gideon who? White? This is not a prediction. It is an historical observation. And here's one more number in here that fascinates me. Collins, we told you, Jackson's favorability rating is 37%. What's Susan Collins' favorability rating, Paul?
35.
Okay, if Jackson is more favorable than Collins, then why isn't he ahead by 8 points or 10 points or 12 points or 13 points? Here's why. 35% say Susan Collins, all right, you're favorable. You know what this is really saying? People are saying, Susan, I may not like you, but I love what you're doing for the Pine Tree State. Mark those words. They're going to come back. They're important. I'm sorry. They're important.
Important, yes.
Yeah. I don't think 49% or 46% is the story this morning that you're glancing at in some of the headlines. Jackson in tight race. Jackson has slight edge. I think the story is 15%, the unenrolleds, and 4 months to go. 15% of Maine voters say they don't know who Troy Jackson is. Maybe in southern Maine, they have no idea who's this hick. Okay? But they have 4 months before Election Day. Jackson's got to raise some money in order to buy the ads. I am not working for anyone's campaign, but I would think if Senator Susan Collins' campaign has 11 mil in the bank right now, and there's only so much ad time available over the next 4 months, I'd buy every second up right now and leave the Jackson campaign fighting for air, literally fighting for air time, because the money just ain't in yet.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.